school, they teach us the 3 R's, reading, writing and arithmetic. But who teaches us about life? Sometimes it seems that we leave all that to chance. As Forrest Gump once said, life is like a box of chocolates. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Bringing Out Your Very Best. Have you ever seen the movie Forrest Gump? It begins with a white feather up in the sky and it's floating through the breeze. You know how a fine white feather dances in the breeze? It's wafting along and it kind of has a sense of life being random. And it wafts along and further down and further down. And it lands on Forrest Gump's right-hand foot. Forrest is sitting on a bench, waiting for a bus by a park. And right from the beginning, you can obviously see that the man is, well, simple. People come and sit on the bench, and he talks to them. Some of them want to talk, and others don't. He tells his life story, and he offers them a chocolate. It's a beautiful movie. It's a must-see. You discover through the story, through the movie, that Forrest has been handed, well, a pretty rotten lot. I mean, you and me, we have some good things and some bad things happen, but Forrest is simple, his dad died early, and a whole bunch of really bad things have happened to Forrest Gump along the way. And if you and I look back in our lives, we can remember the good things. We look at our mums and dads, and most of us can say, well, there were some really good things that they gave us and did for us and loved us. But there were some bad things that I got handed down too. Maybe a personality trait that you wish you didn't have, but you do. And you look at your dad or your mum and you think, God, I know where I get that from. Maybe we have some insecurities because we weren't loved properly, or we have anger, or we have sexual dysfunction, or we were never shown any affection, so we can't show affection to our loved ones. Maybe we had great parents, but they just never taught us somehow to listen to other people, or how to work through struggles, or what collaboration is all about, or how to deal with uncertainty. You know, these life skills. Maybe they were good parents, but, well, their parents never taught them those things. This how to live life stuff, it seems somehow it's like a box of chocolates. It's like that white feather. It's random. It depends on who we got for parents. I did a TV interview not so long ago, and I watched a video of it later, and I was shocked to see a man sitting there talking that was me, that was an absolute spitting image of my dad. The mannerism, I mean, I had no idea. And I looked at myself and I thought, that's my dad. And people say to me, you walk like your father walks. Now, he had some really strong points, and he handed those down to me, but he had some weaknesses too. And as I grew up, I discovered two things. First thing, I happen to be very fortunate in that I'm intellectually very smart. And I discovered that when I was at school, that my grades were always really good and I was always right up at the top of the class. But I also discovered that I didn't have some of the people skills that I needed. I am not naturally a good listener. Naturally, when I was growing up, because I'm a talker, while I'm doing what I'm doing now, because I'm a talker, I discovered that I talked over the top of people, that I really didn't listen to what was going on inside them, in their hearts, their needs, the deep things. I was not strong on collaboration. I grew up thinking, well, Bernie, you are pretty clever. You can do this on your own. You can roll over the top of other people. And so collaboration and consultation, I just wasn't very good at those things. And I tell you, I was very much into knee-jerk reactions. When a curved ball came at me, I would have this knee-jerk reaction and get angry with people. So I discovered that these people skills, these life skills in me were not as good as they needed to be. And I didn't discover that because I got good or bad grades at school. I discovered that in the school of hard knocks through life. And that school of hard knocks was about failures and crashes and broken relationships. And then It was a bit like that white feather, you know, that phenomenon on Forrest Gump, that sense of randomness of chance. It seemed like a luck thing. But in my work, I all of a sudden met someone who would be my mentor, someone who, through life, would teach me some of the life skills that I needed to have. He was very bright. His name's Graham. And he and I, on the same wavelength, we formed a consulting firm together. And over the years, he would sit me down and say, "Bernie, that meeting we were just in with that client, do you know you didn't listen? Do you know that you talked over the top of them? Do you realise that you did this and that? There's another way of looking at it. There's another way of doing this." And so he invested over a period of 20 years life teaching into my life. And I am forever changed and forever grateful for that investment. The art of mentorship, of an older man mentoring a younger man, of an older woman mentoring a younger woman, seems to be a lost art in our society. If you are an older man or an older woman with wisdom, I would strongly encourage you, as something that will fulfill you incredibly, whether it's with your kids or someone you work with or a friend's son or daughter, to invest in them as their mentor, to guide and to advise and to help and to grow. Somewhere through all of that, I came to faith in Jesus. I met this Jesus guy and I came to a saving faith in God. And by that I mean, I don't just believe, I know that I am forgiven by God in Jesus Christ, and that because of what he did for me on the cross, I have eternal life. Nothing I did. I just met this Jesus and was so excited when he came into my life, and I've given my life to him. And I look back on those ups and downs, on my parents, mum and dad, who did a whole bunch of good things, on the gaps somehow in my life skills, on that school of hard knocks and the pain that was involved in those hard knocks, on Jesus coming into my life, and on this mentor, Graham, who came into my life to bless me. And it looked random at first. It looked a bit like the breeze that blew the feather. But what I discovered was there was a hand behind all of that. It wasn't like a box of chocolates at all. In all of that randomness, there was a steady, guiding hand waiting, helping, steering, just at the right time speaking. Psalm 27 verse 10 says, "Although my father and mother have forsaken me, yet the Lord God will adopt me as his child." Now, I've never been forsaken by my mum and dad, but we all end up with some gaps growing up. And some people are forsaken by their parents. And the most unexpected thing of all is that God is in that space, is that God has his hand on our lives. And Jesus has this wonderful learning for life. It's never too late. This week and next week on A Different Perspective, we're going to be looking at a whole bunch of things like the blind spots we have and our inability to listen and our inability to communicate and collaborate, dealing with uncertainty, all of those life skill things that sometimes we miss out on, and we'll be looking at them from a different perspective. Join me. It's not by chance that you and I are together today. And even if your father and mother have forsaken you, yet God will adopt you as his child. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.